on today's insights, content, content, content. Can content marketing help you recession-proof your staffing firm? Should you come up with a theme for your social strategy? And Amazon doesn't increase friction in their checkout process. Why are you increasing friction in your application process? Insights is brought to you by Haley Marketing. Right now, we're offering two great deals. First, Google Mastery, where we'll get you to the top of search results and on more than 2 million websites in Google's advertising network. And second, our social visibility that includes custom blog writing, our award-winning social pro services, and reputation management services. Plus, free videos and free monthly social media training for your staff. To learn more, you can give us a call at 888-696-2900. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your recruitment and digital marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing. He's Matt Lozar. Matt, how are we doing this week, buddy?
We're great, Brad. This is March. A lot of fun things going on in March, and we're ready to dig into another episode of Insights with a lot of, I think, very current topics.
I'm excited about this week's episode. We have three really good topics that have come out of different conversations with both clients and internal team members this week, so it's something that's very timely. And you're right, Matt, this is March, and as I always say, we are one day closer to golf season.
Content Blueprint.
Can content marketing help you recession-proof your staffing firm? Matt, it's no secret that coronavirus is throwing us all for a bit of a scare. It is a crisis around the world. It's driving everybody and their mother to Wegmans to buy more toilet paper for reasons that I cannot figure out. I know we talked about that in a group chat yesterday, but people are genuinely concerned about this. And as we look about the implications that this might have on the staffing and recruiting industry, I know SIA just canceled the executive forum. ASA has put out statements about coronavirus. And we're thinking, and I know we've had this looming, is the recession on the horizon for quite some time? It might push us closer to that. Now, I'm no expert on the recession. I don't want to talk about the recession because, candidly, I'm not the expert. And I don't want to speak for you, Matt, but I don't think you're the expert either. But on Insights, we're here to share our insights and best practices on content marketing, social recruiting, and recruitment marketing. And if we think about content marketing, there really is an angle that we can take here, Matt, where content marketing can help staffing and recruiting firms recession-proof their organization. From a top level, if we think about how content marketing exists, it really works to keep you top of mind and in front of potential clients and prospects, potential buyers of your service. So if we want to recession-proof our organizations, content marketing is a great place to start.
The benefits and values of implementing content marketing don't go away. Good economy, bad economy, you know, neutral economy. It's, you know, topics Brad and I have talked about, but one of them is it keeps you top of mind because you're still producing value to your audience, whether it's client side or candidate side. It's keeping you in front of your audience so they don't think you went away.
Yeah, and I think that's important, Matt. If we think about going through the potential economic crisis of a recession and cutting costs and cutting expenses, marketing is usually an area that businesses will statistically say, hey, we're going to scale back a little bit. Mm-hmm. During those times is when you should really ramp that up. It's thinking through, okay, if all of my competition is cutting costs and marketing is one of those costs, how do I beat my competition? I outmarket them. I use this as an opportunity to get in front of more clients, more candidates, and double down on marketing during this time.
And two things jumped into my head quickly is, one, this isn't like a sales pitch for Haley Marketing because, right, we're not experts on the recession. It's been a decade, but the entire world economy is in waiting for something to trigger it. This could be it. So if it is, if it isn't, it's always something good to talk about. And we're not saying, hey, don't cut your marketing vendor. Just be smart about it. The other thing when you said that was when the stock market goes down, smart investors are investing more. So maybe that relates over to marketing as well. It's, hey, the market's been in the tank for a couple of weeks. It's at lowest, I believe, since end of 2018 or 2017. It dropped quickly, so people are going to jump back in. If your competitors are dropping out of marketing, like Brad, you said, now's the time to, you know, prepare to jump in so people don't think you shuttered the doors.
Correct. And it's just a way to stay in front of clients and prospects. If you're thinking through creating great blog content, great resources, fundamentally, content marketing exists to help you provide value to your audience. The clients and the prospects that you're, that are buying your services, that are reaching out for your services, are going to need help more than ever right now. And if we're thinking through, okay, how can I add value to them? It's putting together a weekly resource about how your staffing services, how your temporary employment services can help get them through a recession, help get them through an economic shift. How can you provide value and work with them and partner with them as an organization? You know, it keeps you top of mind in that situation. And then also it's thinking through the fact of if you're going to think through what your competitors might do in the next 6 to 12 months, we want to be different than our competitors. If people are reducing their marketing in your local market, let's say an area like Buffalo, New York, if there's 10 staffing firms and 7 of them say, hey, we need to cut costs and marketing is going to go, the 3 that choose to double down on that now have a 100%, 200% increase because there's no more competition. The marketing essentially builds a momentum and fuels that organization forward.
The one of the lessons are, you know, CEO David Stearns has been talking about this because Haley Marketing has been thinking about this for, honestly, years. We're sitting in the room where we talked about this as a company in 2015, actually, yeah, having flashbacks. But, you know, what can we do to help staffing agencies recession-proof their company? And, you know, we've had content marketing. We've pivoted more to recruitment marketing as well. And as you said, you're still producing content. Your audience might shift a little. It's still a very similar audience, but the type of content needs to change. What they want to read, what they want to engage with, what they want to learn from is going to change because the demands and needs of their business is changing because the economy isn't as strong.
Social reach.
Should you come up with a theme for your social strategy? As we look at the social media landscape in the next 6 to 12 months, we're certainly going to see a pivot. Staffing firms are going to be talking more about how they can provide services to potential buyers in their local market and possibly shift from more of a client need than a candidate need. We might be targeting in a content marketing landscape how staffing and recruiting firms can add value to potential buyers of services in a local market. But if we think through a social strategy and we think through a theme for that strategy, Matt and I are here today to talk about why you should come up with a theme for the overall content that you're sharing on social media. If you're thinking through how to cut through the noise and cut through the clutter that is social media, we don't want to share the same resources that look the same way as your competition or as a national competitor. We want to have some variety. We want to have a mix. And that could be through the content that you share, the way that you share it in terms of the messaging, or the imagery that you use. So Matt, I want to pass it to you here. If we think about social strategies collectively, should staffing and recruiting firms come up with a theme for that mix?
I'm going to say yes, because it helps you stand out. You know, what makes your company different? And that's a loaded question. And it's a question your team needs to think about and really dig in. It could be, you know, what value do you provide on that side? But also, I think what you're getting at, Brad, is also a theme of, it could also be imagery. It could be wording. It could be how you're viewed just from a visual standpoint. Because if you're also thinking about that social strategy, when we're scrolling through any social media application, you know, we might stop, we might not. But okay, if I see, you know, Haley Marketing's content, I might not engage with it, but I see the brand. I see the wording, I see the theme, and it's always staying top of mind in my head. So when I see that content or that brand down the road and I need it, I think of Haley Marketing, or I think of your staffing agency, or whatever I'm trying to find.
And I'm sitting here thinking through an example that I shared at the Florida Staffing Association last year. Eloy Rodriguez, who's a friend of the program from Expand Staffing, we were talking for a little bit, and Expand Staffing has such interesting alliteration to it where you can expand your career, right? So we were talking and thinking through, okay, expand staffing, expand your career. maybe all the imagery is people working out, you know, expanding their physical well-being, but also expanding their career. You have this imagery, this really nice tie-in to the organization. But then expanding your career feeds back into finding your next job opportunity. We're driving people back to apply for a job. We have great captivating imagery that ties to the organization, but ties to business goals. You know, we're not just looking for the next viral piece of content. We're not looking to just put out great content that is going to get shares and likes because it's funny or it's poking fun at, you know, politics or sports teams or things like that. Everything that we do, we've said it time and time again, every post has a purpose on social media. We need to make sure that everything we're doing is rooted in business sense. So if we're thinking through coming up with a theme, I would challenge you to sit down over the upcoming week. And as Matt said, think about what makes you different. How is your staffing firm different than local competition? And how can you have some fun with your branding, with your name, with maybe the fact that you've been in business for 25, 30 years? Matt, we had a great example of a client we're working with this week. It's their 10-year anniversary. So their social theme for the year, every week we're going to share something that dates back to 2010. You know, top songs, top movies, top books, TV shows. Just fun content, but it's tying into the fact that they've been in business for 10 years and they're proud of that. And we have another client who's super, super proud of being from Lehigh Valley and servicing that area. So every week they're sharing content about what's going on in the area. You know, think through how you're different, what sets you apart, and then use that to your advantage.
This ties almost into segment one. As you started talking about that, it was, you know, the company that's sharing the local community events. Yep. That's recession proof.
Sure.
Right? You're becoming that authority. You're creating that connection.
We're all in this together.
Right. You're providing value. You're just making a connection with your audience to where, okay, you know, this staffing agency is just giving me the information I want and I need. And it's not a sales pitch. It's not direct hard tactics. It's a soft just sharing of information that's really helpful. And, you know, one of my biggest takeaways on this is, you know, when Brad kind of, not a challenge, but just, you know, suggested looking at your company, what makes you stand out is, you know, you can't be everything to everyone. You know, find that niche in the value and what you provide to your audience, but also to what that branding should be. You know, think about it, you know, talk to your team. Don't just come up with it unilaterally. Talk to your team about, you know, why do they come to your company? Why do they like working for your company? Why do your, you know, employees out on assignment, you know, why did they come to you? What stands out to them? And then use that to make informed decisions to shape and create and continue to focus that branding through your social strategy.
And as you're talking about that, asking individuals, whether that's your internal team or your clients or candidates that you're working with, you're generating those testimonials, share those, have that be your story. Let others tell the story for you. You know, we have a great partner here in Buffalo, New York, who just put out a client survey. They generated 100 testimonials in a week. 100 testimonials from great clients that they work with. Now, every Tuesday and Thursday, we're sharing those testimonials and we're letting other people almost brag on behalf of this client. You know, it's awesome to see, but it's a great resource that they can then share. So again, as we challenge you on Insights Frequently, think through what your theme is. What helps you set yourself apart from the competition? And lean into that, leverage that on social media. Think through what makes you different and turn that into some sort of captivating social sharing plan for Q2 of 2020. And if you do roll out this practice, we would love to know. You can talk to Matt or myself on LinkedIn, or you can tweet at Haley Marketing and share your social theme with us. We would love to hear about it.
Seen and heard.
Amazon doesn't increase friction in their checkout process. Why are you increasing friction in your application process? Matt, this Seen and Heard comes directly from your LinkedIn feed. It's something that you posted on LinkedIn just this week. It caught my attention. I know we've been talking about this idea for, gosh, probably 2-3 months now. You've been working through this thought. Amazon doesn't increase friction in their checkout process. Why don't you explain what that means?
Sure, I can talk about that. And this started, you know, probably 2019, but you know, I like to look at consumer trends, how they convey and transfer over to, you know, talent acquisition, staffing, recruiting. And if we think about Amazon as it is just blown up and how it controls what it delivers to a pretty large portion of the country, they make it super simple. Like think about, I think it was 2-click purchase. Now it's probably 1-click purchase. And in some cases, 0-click purchase. If you set up an automatic replenishment, it's sending reminders that, and this isn't an Amazon thing, this is something like the filters in my refrigerator. Your filters are probably out. You need to reorder now. How does that relate to staffing? But getting back to Amazon, it's also just they make it so easy to purchase that on-demand delivery, basically, you know, one-day, two-day delivery through Prime. And we start to get spoiled, and it translates over to the other aspects of our life. So the LinkedIn post that I've really been thinking about what to formulate, and it's gotten really great engagement, was recruiters, you know, research shows 6 to 10 seconds on a resume. Why are we forcing candidates to go through a painfully long application process? And there's been some really good responses.
Yeah, Matt, why don't you share a couple with us?
The really constructive feedback, I'm trying to learn about this, and I get it, is one of them is, you know, companies, especially in the HR side, really want that application that comes from their applicant tracking system, and those applications are still, they're outdated. They're long, they're 5, 10, 15 pages probably, and just require a lot of information.
So the ATS software is outdated.
It is, and it's just there hasn't been a demand to change that from the customers. If the customer base demanded a change, your product's going to change.
Yeah, outdated is the wrong word there. What you're thinking, what I'm thinking through is it's been upgraded and manipulated, but like you said, there's no demand to make it shorter. And if it ain't broke, why fix it?
The process is outdated, essentially. The other part of it, and you know, getting back to we're not experts on this, is a couple of recruiters have shared their insights and talked about the legal side that, you know, they want to make sure they're complying with everything they need to in employment law. And my thought is, and not to get into it, you know, an online argument LinkedIn, but maybe I'll follow up, is do we need that right at the start? To loop this back into the Amazon example at the start, the pain and the burden isn't going on the consumer. You know, Amazon's made it easier. So do recruiters need to make it easier for their candidates to apply? Or should that kind of burden and pain and just time continue to be on the candidates so that recruiters have a lot of information, despite the fact they're only spending 6 to 10 seconds at an initial pass-through, but the candidate's spending 15 minutes? It's this very interesting dynamic to when you really dig into it.
I think the candidate's spending more than 15 minutes. If you look at some applications across collective job boards, collective websites, I mean, I've looked at them, you've looked at them in depth. Some applications take quite a long time. And I had a great call with a client this week, and I wrote this quote down. He said, there's no value in jobs right now because it's so easy for candidates to find a new one. And if it's so easy for candidates to find a new one, why isn't it easy for them to apply for one then? Why are we making it so difficult for somebody who is maybe just working in a warehouse to apply for a job where you don't need all of this information? You know, yes, and you know, take this for what it's worth. Maybe some jobs do require more of a prequal. You know, if you're hiring a director or a C-suite level individual, at that point, you're probably recruiting them anyways. Right. You're going out and you're looking for that person, right? You're looking for that purple cow, as Seth Godin would say. The application process should be just as easy to fill out as it is for the individual to find the job. You're thinking through the Amazon process. If it's easy for me to find a new pair of blue Nikes that I want, it should be easy for me to buy them. If it's easy for me to find the job, it should also be easy for me to want to apply and apply.
Building off that application length, you know, we work with AppCast and they measure application length by different time frames. And their shortest one is under 15 minutes. So that means their categories of measuring application length are under 15 minutes and then something longer than that. I don't know if it's 20, 25, 30, whatever the interval is. So, you know, the point you make is great. Like, yeah, it's easy to find a job. And, you know, kind of wrapping this whole episode together, one of the themes is if it's easy to find a job and your application is long, they're going to the competitor down the street.
Correct.
Who has the short application. They're going to the company that makes it easy to switch, because switching jobs is painful. It's a challenge. It's harder in, you know, that full-time direct hire than a temporary, but it's still a pain. You know, I had a quote on my board that said it's harder than moving, and nobody likes to move. Nobody really likes to switch jobs, but we have to make it easy for candidates to provide their information, to show their interest to your recruiters, to eventually the hiring managers.
So I would say, as a challenge to you, the listener, go through your application process. Set a timer, go through it, and see how long it takes you to apply to a given job. Think through that, and how can you reduce friction?
You stole my next LinkedIn post. I swear.
I'm publishing it with my name.
You should. It was going to challenge people. Hey, apply for your own jobs and report back. Almost like a survey on LinkedIn. So maybe we'll post that later this week.
I love it. And if you're a listener and you're also connected with Matt, you know that this is coming. So you can do the research and do the homework before the post. You can get your homework in a little bit earlier. But go through your application process. Where is there friction? What is needed and what is optional? What can you reduce and how can you reduce the friction for that applicant to apply to your job? And as Matt said, he's going to be posting this question on his LinkedIn page. You can connect with Matt Lozar on LinkedIn. We have links to both his LinkedIn and my LinkedIn in the show notes. Feel free to connect with him. You can let him know how long it takes to get through your application process. And of course, if you need a hand with your recruitment marketing initiatives, Matt would love to help. You can connect with him on LinkedIn and shoot him a message. That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we'd love to know. You can message Matt or myself on LinkedIn to share your thoughts. If you have a question for us, you could tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You could check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.